100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you guys come up with the stories. And wow, you came up with the stories, all right. The topic for this week was beans. So let's go ahead and hear all of your stories and enjoy them, and I'll be back with you afterwards, okay?
Greetings, people of Earth. This is my offering on the subject of beans. As soon as I saw the prompt, beans, I knew what I was writing about. This is a true story about a real lady that I met 40 years ago. Name of the story is Berta's House. Roberta did the cooking. Big smile. Big pots. That smell in the air. Many pitched in. It's a neighborhood thing. We help our own. And folks get that. The homeless, junkies, runaways, unemployed, the working poor. If you're hungry, come eat. Beans of all kinds. Baked, black, pinto, navy, kidney. And doctoring the beans was commonplace. Onions, peppers, veggies, spices. On a good day, meat. Slice of bread, plastic spoon, a napkin. Berta's House. Loving thy neighbor today. In this house, we feed the hungry. We touch the lives of others. In this house, we give thanks to God.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic beans. It's called Jack. Jack was a lazy oaf. Unable to secure a job, he drove the household to the edge of poverty. One morning, in desperation, his mother forced him to go to the market to sell the family cow and raise some funds for food. On the way, he met a tramp who persuaded him to sell the cow for a handful of magic beans, assured to secure him an untold fortune. His mother was singularly unimpressed and flung the beans into the garden in a temper. The beanstalks they produced all wilted and died, Jack being far too lazy to tend them. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and it's gonna get hot. My story this evening is, where am I going? I don't know. All I know is I am on my way. I get my love of musical theater from my mom. In the days when the average person owned a handful of albums, for the millennials among us, that's a streaming MP3 carved into a circle of plastic. She had 3 Rodgers and Hammerstein cast recordings. As I got older, I added newer musicals to my playlist. High on the list was Paint Your Wagon. The principals were Lee Marvin and Clint Eastwood. Imagine Dirty Harry and the Dirty Dozen as a musical. One of the rather sillier tunes was called Out the Window Go the Beans, a song for our times. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. Beans, the shark, swam across icy waters, happy to be alone. His buddies preferred the south. They also enjoyed scaring people. Beans didn't. Too bloody, too messy, too loud. He could chew a leg as an appetizer, true, but the chaos was unbearable. One day, Beans spotted a diver. No, don't, he thought. He looked away. He looked away some more while swimming towards the diver. Then that scent of the diving suit. When he swam away in shame, he decided to go farther north and become a hermit. That decision lasted 3 days. That's when he spotted another diver. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Who writes this stuff? I mean, it's rubbish. Just designed to shock, with no thought for realism or authenticity. Take this drivel I've been reading. The Silence of the Lambs. Almost believable, up to the point Lecter gloats. I ate his liver, with some fava beans, and a nice Chianti. Complete nonsense. Come on. Human liver. With a side of fava beans? You need a rich accompaniment for human liver. Fried onions, along with a generous helping of crispy, fried bacon. Thinly sliced, back bacon, is best. I've some curing, in the cellar, right now. Carved, from my latest victim.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 747 with a prompt of beans. Here's my story. Bilbert leaned over Linoleumanda and saw she was still breathing. Nuclear fission screamed, "Beans! Get him!" Bilbert looked. A tall, slender man ran toward him. Suddenly, vines and tendrils grew from his fingers and wrapped around Bilbert's arms and chest. Bilbert panicked for a moment, before leaping into the air and dragging String Bean up with him. He carried the struggling man to the superheroes, gathering from the rubble of their former headquarters.
"Bilbert, what are you doing here?" his mother gasped.
"Fighting supervillains," he said, and ran back toward Nuclear Fission and her companion, hiding behind their car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I eat a lot of salad. Probably not enough salad considering my recent weight gain, but I still eat a lot of salad. I chop up lettuce and vegetables and I store them in plastic containers in the refrigerator. I also open cans of chickpeas, beans, and corn and put them in plastic containers so they're ready for a quick salad. Still, it's a lot easier to tear open a bag of chips or pretzels and eat those instead of the salad fixings. And a taco salad made with greasy tortilla chips is hardly a healthy salad at all.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the weekly challenge topic of beans. I hope you enjoyed them. I sure did. And I'm looking forward to more stories next week on the topic of traitor. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll find instructions on, well, what you did for this week. Although, if I could make it any simpler, I would. I probably will. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, week in and week out. And also, the text of the stories is up on the site. Links to those who sent links to check things out and all that kind of stuff. Plus, of course, the weekly cat picture. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.